شعور شوقی بجاگا.
رمضان ہے
کہ شغوف ہے کہ دائر بچو بلادر انسان بلاہور ہے انہوں نے بہن اس کراو بچو بلاہور ہے he doesn't know he's not made a mistake. You don't have to worry at night I made a mistake and if it's too chupa and it's crying, no? And the dino not in the room. Here too. But if the dayan knows that he made a mistake, so the shalom ibeisa was basically Gemara Sanhedrin, if Dod Rishut says it's Fadur, here too, if Dod Rishut, what did they say, what's the expression? We say Rishut Bezin, would also be part of the Tashlomin. Would also be part of the Tashlomin. They quote the Tosefta of Avakama, as we all start. Avakama Perek Vav Alach Avav. By the Piturim and other Machayim within the Shemayim, we all say, Uman Shariba Vishud Bezin, Pot the Nidin Eodam, Vizino Mosul HaShemayim. Doesn't say Chayim within the Shemayim, but Vizino Mosul HaShemayim, which presumably the Rabbanim says to mean the same thing. It means Chayim within the Shemayim. But he didn't know about it. Again, there's no Chiyuv. That's what he says. So we discussed the other issue yesterday. We had a conclusion. What do the words mean? Dina Masa Shemayim will come to a little later. Is it identical to Chayav in Yisrael, which is what the Ramban said, or maybe someone argued. But the first phrase, what does it mean to Rishut Bezin? What are the words Rishut Bezin mean? He gives a comparison to Dayanim. What does it mean when it comes to Dayanim? Don Rishut Bezin. What does it mean? Not the Rishut, Miresh Galusa. Who learned Sanhedrin here? Huh? What does it mean, Dokler Rishut Miresh Galusa? So we explained yesterday, it doesn't mean he got permission from the Miresh Galusa to Paschim. No. Paschim means that he actually got a special dispensation. He's afraid to practice Dayanus because who knows what's going to happen. So he got a special policy. The best is, if I make a mistake, I'm fucked. To do explicitly. So therefore, the fact that the Rabban compares a rofe to a dayan, to get the impression, so I understood, that Rishut Bez Tosser means the Bez said to Fares, listen, doctor, they said, listen, Rabbi, you go take care of this inheritance, you make a mistake, we'll cover, we'll pay your partner from paying. So do, doctor, we need you. You go and heal, if you make a mistake, we'll have to pay. That's the parchment. No, that you learned? Tanya, if you're looking at this, that's how you learned, John. Huh? Yeah? Well, let's look at the Rav HaShulchan now. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch, quoted almost verbatim from the Surah and the Ramban. Again, this is the Shin Lam and Rav in the Yoredeh. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Shin Lam and Rav. See, Talit. Up. If repay shalom rishus bezin chayev b'tashlumen afilu ubaki, if repay rishus bezin b'tar v'idik potem b'dini yadav v'chayev b'dini shamayim, hey b'sinodol lo shoshokah gol al yado. Basically, some charade from the Ramban, Tosefta, Ramban, Tur Shulchanor. But what do the words mean? So, the Noach Hashul. Did they? Do you also this attic or a fourth Elam came to Bucky, the eighth where we should do that? Can we just happen now? What did you say? Is that what the Rabban said? Did the Rabban say that? You can't practice the fourth and the best? Yes or no? Did I miss something? Did the Torah say it? Did the Shulchan Aruch say it? I want to know, am I making something up? We just read all the sources. the Tur says, that's true. The Tur says that ain't bez marshal el mishen avaki. So what does that mean? I mean, the Tur seems to imply that the what does that mean? What does marshin mean? So we think from the marshin from modern Hebrew, marsha ani marshelacha, ani marshelacha. You know, I give you permission to walk into the room. But not only should be made Gresh Lelusa, doesn't mean, I mean, Marshalacha, I'm giving you permission. Okay, that's similar, giving permission. But the word not only should be made Lelusa, I mean, not only need a permission, I'm giving you a dispensation that no one can take any money from you. There's a different connotation completely. That's how we understood it based upon this. There are the Tosefta and the Ramban and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, he takes the word Marsha literally to give permission to practice. We didn't say it until now that you can't practice on a Bezdin. Well, let me ask you a question. Anyone doctor? Anyone who's father is a doctor? What Bezdin to give permission from? Put him out of business. Doctor or Shulchan Aruch, you can still stay in practice. Let me tell you why. There is no Tzarech Liyot Mutma Meyam Amshala. Okay, I told your father was a board certified in the state of New York and for our license to practice medicine. So the Aruch HaShulchan made up a whole story that Rishut means a license to practice, and it seems to be given by Bezdin, and now it's given by the government. In Rifei Shalomish is Bezdin from Amshalom, as the case may be, Chayav b'tashlumin, afilu u'baki. Avram Rivim b'shut zek b'shut, v'tov hizik, tov zem b'din yodem v'chayav b'din yishamayim. Then hois I think it's rashluso, lo iyen yopem. If iyen, ain lo shum chet, I can still rapo. So what the Rosh Hashulchan saying? If you made a mistake, malpractice, then it depends. If you have a license to practice, you're puppet. If you have no license to practice, then you'd be chayav. Ain nearly the first of the septa, the Ramban, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and Yosef. That's how Shulchan Aruch is. Yes, yes, huh? The question is, that's not a question. How does Bez know if you're a monkey? Bez knows if you're a dying. The answer has to be, Bezdin has its own panel of doctors, and they'll certify, they'll tell Bezdin to whom to certify, if the Aruch HaShulchan is correct in his job. But I thought, Bezdin, I have to go back, the way I read it yesterday, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it's completely incorrect. That's what I thought. Not the shot of the Tosefta, or the Tur of the Ramban, of the Shulchan Aruch. When they said Rishut, they did comparison to Dayanan. Nobody could give Dayanan for Rishut to practice Yod. There's no, there's not so many Yod over there. The Shushi Beis Kalusa means it's part of the campaign. So the Bezdin will say, or the government could say if they wish, we need your services so desperately, practice, and if you feel guilty of malpractice, not Kalila, by malice, that's what I was talking about, as the Shah said. But, if, you know, accidental malpractice, we say that we will exempt you from payment. That's how I understood the word the Shushi. Tremendous nafkamina. It's not as that. The man is there, the government gives you a license to practice. And says, if you goof, you got to pay. You'll get enough practice insurance. So what did Tintar say about this? The court of the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll be Dini Atariya Potter, you got rishus from the government. And the court of my understanding of the Ramban, you're tired. Because you got rishus from the government to practice, but they never prevented you from paying. On the contrary, the law has yet to pay. I understand the Rishus needs to exempt you from paying. What happened tonight? Tonight, the whole thing. How do you understand the word Rishus? That's the question. Does Rishus mean a license to practice? Or Rishus in the context of the Gemara of Nutla Rishus be based Galusa, be raised Galusa, the Sanhedrin, means you get a special dispensation from paying. I understood the latter way, and the Rosh Hashulchan understood the former way. I moved my heart to the Rosh Hashulchan. I'm telling you how I, in my innocence, so I left the shots in the words of the Ramban, based in the full context of Dionysus. I don't see how the Aruch HaShulchan will understand it. I don't understand how to explain that context. No, if it's clear when it comes to Yom HaTov to me, go look it up. Maybe I'm wrong there too. Go look up in Sanhedrin. Go look up in Simon Chafayim Chosh Mishpat. I understand that if it should be made to loosen in, you would have to compare, you can listen to the sensation from pain. How do I give you yod, 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 then you go. Holcha for us for Tarakon, I thought you were passing at yod, yod. Come on. So that's my question. So that's my understanding. It says in Tosef, the Pasur Medina Yod. And it says in Tosef, the Kibbul Rishuk, he says, Shulchan of the Sud, it means a license to practice. If you understand that way, it's a Mesurush of Tosef, so the Apostle, okay? You want to know why? I don't know why. I can suggest a few reasons why. Tikkun Olam, if no one's going to practice medicine. And I mean, Tikkun Olam is a part of you, as long as you can practice, the Apostle from pain. America, want people to practice, but they don't have to take it over. They're the entire defense. I won't go in and get non-practice. And after paying the non-practice, and after all the managed gains, they'll make a living. The HMO, they'll make a living. Yes. Okay, that's a child. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be off my shoulder. I'm explaining that he's the one way. And the way I read it in my innocence, but Tzimus, before I go off my shoulder, I wrote it a different way. Tremendous Naskalinas, yes. That's correct. Now, if that's being arrived at the official, to the official, yeah, that's, at first glance, we just argue that you're right, but then how do you explain it compared to the understanding of the Dayanus? Afopik in Tov and other Lebesh Shetov, Mishalim Ibeto, Alat Rocham Hayezurba. The Afa got us and done Mishus Besh and Tov, or what do you mean Mishus Besh and Tov? Letting a license to practice. Practice Ionis. I don't believe that's the case. But again, if I go back to the source, if you think I'm wrong, they'll come back tomorrow, let me know. I'll be more than honest. What's the third step? That's what I said. It's good that it's a practice. Right? I agree. What is the third case? Well, Bezin says, you don't have to pay. The same thing if a permission to a diet. They say, you don't have to pay if you make a mistake. Thus, there should be very smooth. The case of a diet. That's not how I understood it. That it was just the role of the Rabban explained it extensively on another day, next day, then day. So whole discussion, why should they get involved, they may make a mistake, whole story. And a role taken to practice medicine as long as he is the recognized expert in the city, and if there's no Bezin in the city, he gets put right. But these guys that live in the city, there's no Bezin. Every city has a Bezin. There's no Bezin. Can't find anywhere a Bezin. May he practice medicine or not, yes or no. So for Shulchan might say no. That's the local government. That there's no government, and there's no Bezin, and there's no nothing. Many places like that in the world in years gone by. No Bezin, no government. No government gave license to practice medicine. So I wonder, who licensed the Rambam? I don't know. What do you have hanging up on his, what kind of Latin language do you have hanging up in his office over there? I don't know if they got a formal licensure. I don't know what happened those days, all the doctors, people practice medicine. If I had no, there were many quacks. There were no licensing. It wasn't the money. They don't get licensed then either. I don't think I have to have any issues formally to practice medicine. Now, obviously, in America, you have to have the government, but in a place where there is no governmental authority or intervention. So I thought that you would be able to, you have to use your own tax to be a guy. These are the best to practice in the city. You do it. You make a mistake, you'll have to pay it. If you fall forward in front of a bed, you know, so. That's how I understood it. Right? And Dunbrish is best and father. Here also Dunbrish is best and father. Brish is best and father means not in the average case. Again, why don't you look it up? It says over here, it says, drop my Zoom bow. look at the Sanhedrin on the Gimel of an Aleph, look at the Shulchan Aruch on the Gimel of Hey. If you find that anything a mistake, please let me know. I also make a mistake. It's all about Dayan Shittah. That's the Rabbanu make mistakes. The people of the Perishman. There's a whole series of big stories about the Rabbanu make mistakes. In other words, this rabbinical infallibility is not as big as our Torah in context. The biggest our Torah to make mistakes. Most Rabbanu made a mistake, Rashi says. Off the top, Most Rabbanu. So we make mistakes. We're human beings. We make mistakes. And we don't have to pay for our mistakes. Literally, in the pocketbook. That's how I understood. But anyway, I don't want to spend more time on this. It seems to me I have 5 shots, or I'm sort of a 6 shot. And, okay, 2 shots. I'm not here to spend more time on this. That's how I understood. Okay. So now, I want to discuss one more phrase. Quote here, there is Rambam quoted from the Tosefta in Baba Kama, Perikvok, Allah Pavok. It says, Rol Tehuma Shehubi Rishin Fesh, Potem Binana Bezino, Mosur, Vashamayim. On the tour, quote this, hold on a second. The tour is something that? The tour says, Zachaya Bezine Shamayim. The Shulchan Aruch follows suit. Is that what the Tosefta meant? Bino Mosur Vashamayim. Does it mean, Chaya Bezine Shamayim? Tosefta knew how to say Chaya Bezine Shamayim. But why did it change the phrase? The Dino Mosul Hashanah. That's the question. So it's interesting. On the Tosefta, Baba Kama, there's a Mepharshim at the bottom. One Mepharsh, a very familiar name. We almost think it's a plagiarism, a forgery, a chutzpah to use as a name. A name that you know from another source. Morgan Avraham. A chutzpah to use the name Morgan Avraham. We know that Morgan Avraham is a famous Mepharsh in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, a chutzpah. Guess what? Same person? Look it up. The Morgan Avraham, who appears in the Tosefta, the Baba Kama, is the Morgan Avraham. The Morgan Avraham. So you have to take his position very seriously. This is the Gadol who's supposed to be following everyday matters. So on that Tosefta, Perek Vav Alach Vav, which says, Dino Mosul HaShemayim, this is the Morgan Avraham said, Mashma, the Rofe Sharipa, no. Here we go. It's not only found in the case, there's a few places that it's found in the row in three different situations. Rofi Uman. And in the previous Aloha Hey, Shliach Bez, Shikha Bishus Bez, Rizik Kota Vijayoda, Vidino Mosur, Lashamayim. Bezi, Mogan Avraham. Lira Lee, Doki Perusha. Tashem Yisborach Yodea. Im hoyse kavonos ala hazik, chaya benino. Aval im lo nizgar ala hazik, potter midine shamayim. Wow! What did he say to Mogan Avraham? He didn't say chaya benino shamayim. Punk fakez, he's potter midine shamayim. What do you mean, dino mos ala shamayim? Because it's Baruch who knows what his kavonah was. His kavonah was ala hazik, he's taka chaya benino shamayim. His kavonah was not ala hazik, he's potter even midine shamayim. What a tremendous nafkamina. No? Tremendous nafkamina. Let's assume that the Aruch HaShulchan is right. For argument's sake. I like to always take the other side. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. So the person is the doctor made a mistake. Yeah, I call you a dentist once he made a mistake with a patient. He have to reimburse him. How reimburse him? He did a procedure because he made a mistake. He has to redo it. Then nobody will charge him again. That's an industry norm. But he feels guilty, a guilty conscience. He didn't do anything wrong purposely, but he realized now he did something a little bit wrong, and is there a financial consequence to him? Indeed, it's not. You know, Adam? Well, hey, the truth was to be, the name be a consequence. What? Indeed, Adam. Despite the fact he has a best advice, but no best said he's father. So he maybe should have to tell the guy, this mister, I did a little bit goof, and if you want, I'll pay you, or I'll reimburse you, or I'll take you for free. According to me. Well, let's even take care of our children. That he's part of the Midiri Yodin, so he had a right to retract his sentence. Well, that means to the guy that comes from me, he wants to be Yodin Dini Shemayim as well. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he has to tell the guy, listen, Mr. Klein, I feared you last week, I did something which I realize now is a little bit mistaken, and according to the laws of heaven, which I want to be satisfied, I have to give you $150, and therefore I'm not going to charge you for the next two visits. The guy wants to say, nah, doctor, you're a good guy. I'll pay you. Maybe my insurance will pay you. Whatever that is, we'll get to that later, maybe your insurance. So, but if he says nothing, then he has to clap our head, and then you have kippah. What do I do here? Do you finish your mind because nothing? Finish your mind? But according to the Mogan Avraham, what? He's partly from the Dinah Shemayim. He's not Kavon Allahaz and Chas Shalom, that's from he is. That's a good person. So here again, I should mention my blessings. Now here, I'm not a party anymore. Oh, it's me against the Rafa Shulchan. You're a party to a Mahmoud, you have to be very careful. Now, it's already up in front of us, and Mahmoud is the Mogan Avraham against the Shulchan Aruch. How do you get to the words Dinah Basala Shemayim? It means Chai of Dinah Shemayim, it's part of Dinah Shemayim, unless you're a Mazik, the Kavon. Sorry? Who's right? Yeah? I have to pay, what do you think? I have to say, hello, how are you? Small guy. I have a Dinah Shemayim is a, how should I say it? It's a potion mitzvah term. Many of offer the best will pass in. The Chai of Dinah Shemayim, and some of the cult of Dinah Shemayim, the signature of the thing. Not just have a platitude, some kind of, you know, high in the sky, give us on kind of an institution. No, it's real. I have to show the real kosher mitzvah term. Sometimes they can tell you, listen, if the United Islamic, you'll know normally we can't put it in the other. But for you, you're not a kosher. You're required to discharge an initial obligation. The first case, which they can either force it, or even if they can't force it, they can certainly pass it in a formal stock. You are high of an initial mind. And that's already a stock, which you can either choose, or you take your choice, but do better. But not just some a sikhah's mussar. Yes?
I would think that there are some who are like a creator of them. That's a total mistake, and the case that it's not in the
United States, I'm not sure you're referring to. Okay, so this is a very important question. Very important question. What do you do with it?
Yeah,
what do you think? Yeah. Now, yeah. He says that the immediate verse says the son, he's a cut to begin the other five, the Dinah Shemayim, and Haisa, all you did is rush through, so why not? Right. Because if he did everything, he possibly could. Well, they didn't make a mistake. The patient died. He can't, you know, today the patient died. There was nothing wrong whatsoever. And they sued for all his work. Have a case now. A doctor that's starting to go lower, went out to something with the signature of the bin. Did nothing wrong, as far as anyone can tell, and has been sued for all his work. Hell am I. He has not practiced. That's a whole issue which I want to talk about just very briefly now. It's really more of a post-mission issue. The doctor was very much upset that he's being sued because he feels that he did nothing wrong. Okay, so what, doctor? It's not practice insurance. Yeah, but you know how it is. It's on his record. If the insurance company settles, it's on his record as he's guilty of malpractice. You know, he never admitted any guilt. Once they settle it, his way of work is put on the record of the doctor. He wants the insurance company to fight it. Insurance company told us they don't want to fight it. It's not worth fighting because they pay legal fees. There's a few dollars will go out of the way. This is one way to rip off money. You know, when I was a child, I was in a car, and the car was hit from behind. Nothing, Baruch Hashem, was garnished. But now it's garnished. It wasn't like my father got a letter from a lawyer, an ambulance chaser. He said, left an ambulance chaser. He said, you know, your son was in a car. I'm sure his back hurts, his neck hurts, his head hurts. Ramachi, Baruch, it's just either they're all aching. And you know, you sue the guy who drove the car, and you know, I guarantee you we'll get a little settle on contingency. And my father said, what are you, a crook? We're so great with Hashem that my son is fine, he's okay, there's nothing wrong with him, go have a good day. But that's what the word, that's the story of, over 30 years ago, and today in the Sufi society, everything goes. Sufi, everything's a lawsuit. And go to defendants cost the thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. This is not a very intense. What did he do? He said to have money to this term. He said to the doctor, there was a simply patient with this term. So what do you think? You can't go to court. Go to this term. So the doctor, the patient go back to the bed. What do you mean this term? Who have heard about practice going to this term? The insurance company has got to pay for it. And they're not going to pay for it if the bed says that I'm entitled to money. So that's very complicated. Very complicated. Of course, the question is, what if you're not entitled to money? If you're entitled to money, okay, then the best thing you can't collect from us. it's arbitration, it turns out, okay, now go to court. But in the likely event, the best thing you're out of your mind, there's no case there whatsoever, once it's had settled, then the doctor will be much happier. Back and forth, they put a serum on the guy, and the guy ignored the serum, and now it's going to court. And so far, the insurance company is still fighting it. They haven't settled yet. And absolutely no basis. None. And the whole discussion of the question is, do you have a right to take the person to a secular court? Isn't the serum, in fact, either or both? In some cases, there isn't. Because in some cases, you're not really suing the doctor, you're really suing the insurance company. Because the doctor has no say in the case. Let's say that the insurance company will start on its own. We as a doctor, you want to be part of, we insist on paying. But some folks can say, you're not suing the doctor, you're suing the insurance company. Even though the papers say doctor, but that's just the reality. Parking, which is car. You know, the car insurance. Some folks will say, no, it's an insurance. But that's really not on top, maybe. Really not. But I mean, but it's clearly an outcome of the decision. Yes. Well, we have a few places right over here. No, we haven't talked about the shot, Aita?
Shot
at zero. How about Tosefta?
All
of the counter pegs up?
All of
them. They're right here? Okay. I didn't get
the... Not
right here. Yeah, it's all here. It's right in front of us. Ah, it's the same Shiloh. The same Shiloh. I think so. But not clear. Here we have the... You can't get much higher than the Shulchanoch above an Avron. You don't go much higher than that. I'm talking about 20th century Avronim. And the Shulchanoch really forms the Ramban. So I'm not going to be shown it. And the Avron Avronim, nobody eats by any stretch. You have, you don't really know what's finding it out over here. You don't look elsewhere too much. But you're right. That's a good, don't think, huh? I don't know. Which halacha is Mavim? Halacha Hay, no? Halacha Zayin? I think the numbering system is different. Yeah, it's different. Right over here. Hamavet is chavero potem v'dinei odom v'dinei mosel ha-shamayim. Okay? So look ahead in this numbering system. Whatever it is, I imagine all this is going to be the same. I don't know. I think. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. In any event, the passage is that the Ramban is right. Why? Because the Tosefta says above the counterfeit test, Halacha Gimel, talking about someone who's rofe, has quoted the Shulchan Aruch as well. Rol say Uma Shariba Mishus Bezit here, this Pater, Babal, Yosef, and Haroilo, Harez HaChayim, Chayim is Chayim Golem, talk about Golem, can't appear as Golem. I believe. Maybe not. Maybe Tashlumen over here. Maybe it's in Makkah where you have a discussion of Golos. So that's in Makkah about it. In any event, Shulchanoch does say, Yechayim Golos. That's based on the Tosefta. So Yechayim and Golos, this shows, not just, you know, Moslem HaShemayim, it's a Muslim move. Golos is the real thing. You sit in Golos. We might call it a sit in jail. All right, then we'll call it what do they call it? Some of these, club fed, you know, something like that. But still jail. Can't leave the city. That's that. The consequence. So if someone is sitting in jail, quote unquote, well, if that would indicate that the power case of someone is getting higher, at least in the Shemayim, that's because with the school, Dino Mosul at Shemayim. The Pasha is your goal there. You could say, there was just bad work to Pasha you, Chiyu, Vimam, and even the Dino Shemayim. Otherwise, you won't get involved. Like if Martin Sanhedrin had paid, hopefully we shouldn't be making a loot. Otherwise, you don't want to get involved. Maybe have to come back and have to work with Medina Shemayim. Maybe. That's what I thought. You go there. All I'm saying is if Medina Masa Shemayim, I'm going to come and listen to you. What is the truth? If you have to make a record for yourself, are you a magic with Havana or you a magic with Love and Kavana? If you could say to yourself, I'm Mazik Shalom Kamana, you're puzzled to God, maybe then you don't have anything to Shema, instead of Abba Rahman Shah. So why should the Chayim go with you? Because Dina, if you're puzzled to Shema, even in Dina Mamed, so why should the Chayim go with you? I'm saying, you could argue, the reason you're puzzled to Dina Shema is because of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. They want people to go into the field. I'm Shah, you're not going to be a Shah. I'm looking for Sanhedrin to pay, and there's Master, they want people to go into the field of Zionists, they say you're probably on to pay. The same as the field of medicine.
But they can't, but the rabbis don't have the authority to pop even goes. That's not in their authority. They can ask you about the master pop even did other anything in Shemai, though. Ask you about the master work even by Shemai. It's called Chai even in Shemai. But it wouldn't work for goes. So it's a different category. Ask you about more work. That's how one could distinguish. Possibly. Possibly distinguish. I don't know. I'm not sure. No, not necessarily. No, but I'm... If a person is part of Medina Shemayim and Medina Mammon completely, it's hard to imagine time ago. That's my strong truth. Let's see what happens to Medina. Now, I'm also the Yadav Rav. Some of you, let's open the Shulchan Aruch, because people slept in this big volume, but please look aside for a minute. The Yadav Rav at the bottom of this page, Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? But hey, this, but know that you lost some goal I owe them. Picture the Sefer Master Rokeach, the last three lines. The Hod the Rabba Makat Talmido, O Shliach Bez, Shikras HaBaldin, Hanin the Lovel Ledin, Vemito Vishnova, the Postu Karama, the Kosmoteach, the Kevin, Shishoga, the Hir Hogo, the Vishat, the Tiyat HaMitzvah, Pazim Mi Golub. How can the Shulman of the Chayim Golub? And then the Purush is in Rambam, based on the Gemara in Makit, that in fact you are possibly go. You also do a mitzvah. No, you didn't catch it. The Yeshua was terrible. I don't understand it all. The Shani Hachash Allah also mitzvah to report to Shemek. Now that you killed him, he didn't do a mitzvah. Hashem came before the Hanukkah of the Rambam Shom. Hashem Eid, mitzvah Gavir. Oh! The Masha lived in the Torah. I killed the kid. But if it be while I was killing him, he learned how to block him out. He did a mitzvah. And I killed the guy coming to bed. Believe how the mitzvah is my funnel is in. I don't know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's damn terrible. I killed the patient, but while I was healing him, I made it a little bit better than it's room. It's just terrible. It's mind-boggling. Yes. Same thing happened with the rope. Gave the chemotherapy. They had the chemotherapy, otherwise going to die. And some of the chemotherapy killed the patient. Nice to go home. Not discussing that case. I don't know what it was. Maybe we'll discuss. Okay, that could be true. Okay, that's exactly what the governor is saying is that the case of the Yechayim is in the case where the surgeon made a mistake and cut the wrong vein and killed him. And that was not a mistake. That's certainly a possibility. That's a shot. Huh?
He killed
him. Yeah, but if you hit the guy, and the guy was one hit away from death, you also made a mistake. There was a guy. You were hitting him, come to bed. You're hitting a kid, he's not learning. His mom is not learning. So if you're not a you have to destroy one fine line. When I hit him the last time, it was one hit away from death. I didn't know it at the time. That's one kind of a mistake. So let's say I did an operation on somebody, and it was one hit away from death, and I gave him that hit, he died, he said I'd be puzzled. And the only case I'd be tired was if I cut in the wrong place. Maybe. That's a possibility, but that's not the mashmo of the Shulchan Aruch. It's only limited to that kind of a case. It doesn't sound that way. Maybe you're right, but it doesn't sound that way to me. I thought the shot was like this. I have a kasha. Do we get golos as man of them? So one of the Unshim and Oib is man of them. Golos. What do you say? Ah! What are you looking at me funny? We have golos nowadays?
No.
We're all the golos. But that kind of golos we're talking about in the Central Market, we don't have golos as man of them. So why is there a man talking about golos? Shulchan Aruch is like, this is golos. Yeah? The other market for the name Mishman, and the size of anybody else is golos there. So what's doing over here? The Ramban only used it as part of his argument. Even though a guy with his time in Golos, he should still not stay away from practice of medicine. That's what the Ramban is. That's no more, no less. That's all. That's what he's trying to say. The male like this, Rabosa. We passed it in fact, there would be no Golos in this case. Why? Like, there's a custom. It's not like a show of Muhammad. Hatiba Tayshim and Shur. It's more like a sign, I think it is. But that's a technicality. As we would say how the technicality is funded from Golos, the same as Shliach Bez Shehika, and Avshika, and Avshika, Rofa Shehika would also be funded. The fact that the Ramban is Chayav wasn't here, literally Chayav Golos, Allah Allah Chayav. He meant that doing something which but for a Teret HaKosov could have been Chayav Golos, Avshika can't do it. because of you. Otherwise, if you don't practice any medicine, I'm going to die. That's how I understand. That's how I understand. Came there really the simple terrorist to the Yadav Rav Kash. No, the Enoch could be potter. The Enoch could potter from Gaul, Enoch and Hanni, a little bit, but not so much. Anyway, let's go on. I have only one more thing to talk about in this context, which is a little bit question. This is it. It's also quoted a little bit in the Nishmas Avram. For those who went here yesterday, the Nishmas Avram is a Gaul, we can say, Mechabal Shufua, and for these few Sivan, and this is Shilam Rehei Shufet, it is a gold mine of information from earlier sources, from the Gedolei Apostles of today, of our generation. I was going to explain the Dhamma a little bit. He said, the angel shall go to the Lord with man as there, the Chinuch with the top yud, possibly I got cast away about sleep, I guess he must have asked to explain the Dhamma, so why should we not talk about Dhamma? He said, Huba v'shal manor, eno ela l'man, dad, chomer or ether. That's all. That's the verb. Technically speaking, there's no Chinuch Gullah. Can't they really? There's a whole discussion. Paul Bashigal Adad. Maybe he took a wrong knife and he cut wrong. That's an Ishapagola. In other words, he takes a distinction between what kind of a case. Paul Bashigal Adad get the wrong chemotherapy. You know, never saw. And the only kind of goal, he made a mistake. Paul just made a mistake. Gave the wrong medicine. Picked up the wrong knife. Cut the wrong thing. And then on that's a few of the Chavitim of Swamadam. This was a wrong page, raised Mamad Al. Okay, the wrong Shikivatra of Swamadam. Well, that, if you're saying that, that itself might answer the cash of the Adav Rome. What mistake or a different kind of mistake? Maybe the only mistake, the benign mistake of the Tosefta, oh, he didn't make any such mistake. He just gave the bang. The only mistake was he didn't realize the guy was so sick. That's what Father Shigal had. Perhaps that'd be good terrorist. Very good. You don't even have to come on to my terrorist. Perhaps. Okay. Fine. I'm looking for something from Shmuel Zalman, I can't find it right now. Let me say what I do find over here. The doctor had a charge. Who's part of the doctor here? Why is the doctor? He's not charging yet, probably. He's probably not charging yet. Just a full practitioner? Charges the full sum? Okay. Charging good money. No problem. Look at the salary. Right there. You're on the charge. You're an answer. Your father charges. I'm putting it from. How can he charge? Doesn't someone know how to charge money? It's a parish. It's time about telling you to charge. All right. How much are ready again? What's the charge? Well, how do you charge money? So it's a whole discussion. I think it's a volatile hazard for a doctor to charge money. I think it's a terrific hazard. The hazard is, if he wants it, they discuss, I could have become a lawyer. A lawyer's allowed to charge only one. And lawyers make just as much as maybe not even more than that. Could have become a lawyer. But the false is, without going to all the front of the car by Tala, the false would say, not really so, it's not considered car by Tala. Only if he could have actually been doing it at this particular time. So I say the following verse. Any doctor today is good. I assume that all the doctors and families are here are good. They can spend all their hours taking care of non-Jews. Brilliant. You're allowed to charge a good. No mitzvah to rabbi to another. I mean, Dr. Shoah and this and that, but there's no mitzvah in the Torah of rabbi or rabbi Moselo. I draw some chicha also of rabbi Moselo. I made a takim in Potter. I made a takim in the Tosha Shabbat. You're not your Potter. You couldn't charge the goy for all their words, whatever the shabbat would bear. I choose to take care of the Jewish faith. I can charge the shabbat. That's my head. It's a good head there, and Dr. can charge full price. There's at least one good site you got to be against. So if another pastor, but you can't charge, so you can't charge. Because it's kind of a color today. You have to be good enough to be able to fill your practice with joy. But most doctors are good enough for that. And therefore, they can charge a kind of a color. That's Simon Shimon and Love. Steve, Dave. Kind of talking about color. Yeah. Yeah. That's a contingency. I don't know. In those days, maybe people that were doctors weren't full-time people. They didn't have offices. They just, you know, did it sort of here and there. And maybe they, you know, I don't want to get involved so much now, but isn't there a moment that you're not supposed to take care of a variety of patients? That's not our discussion for right now. No lower reason, no knowledge. Not a Gemara. So the Miri says nowadays they're more enlightened, so you have to answer the question. In the old days, for Loma Rita, for Loma Alan, then, again, strictly speaking, you wouldn't be healing Goyim. So you had no time to tell the old Goyim. Well, you could say they could tell others all day back with Goyim. Wasn't that the one test on the population? I'm just talking, you know, again, the way to justify this interpretation. Yes? Rent. Go to Yaakov. No problem. There's not you should like plenty. You go to cross over to the Kibbutz one, and there's no problem. Wherever you are, they're always, the better or worse, I don't want to get involved now in politics, they're always a population within commuting distance. There's nowhere in the world, to my knowledge, there's no guy within commuting distance. To my knowledge, am I wrong? You can't get to find guy within half an hour where you are. There's a place in the world like that. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough. But my guess is that the good head is Chabatol. I know. I think doctors are still going to get most Chabatol anyway. So I don't know. You can pick up and go on a plane, move to New York, and have a practice medicine. Same thing. Whatever that, you have to go. So you're also going on a plane, go to New York. Take care of all the goyim, and then we arrive at the same car and then tell it. I don't do that. So close. It's an abstraction. Yes.
What does tircha mean?
Tircha means to hassle. I don't want to go through this too much. Okay, Rabbi Olson, I want to get to my next point, which is as follows. Rabbi Shechter Shalita has a Zohar Torah printed, I believe it's printed in English, in... I don't know the name of the book. It was a book which edited by Rabbi Nachum Rockover, who's got a degree. And he talks to you about malpractice. And in that book, he has the following question. The Gemara Baba Kama says that he tests the base in the context of a magic, other magic. The Gemara draws a distinction that Uman causes a hezek, are you chayv or are you potter? The Gemara answers, kan bechinam, kan bechinam. Kan bechinam, kan bechinam, about two-thirds of the way down, study test on the day. So Shabbat Shalita has a kasha. Comes to a doctor, no distinction. The doctor has to pay. Under certain circumstances, he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Why don't we say that if he heals for nothing, he's about to pay? And if he heals for star, he's not have to pay. That's his catch. So Rav Shechter, the Gevaldik Aparek, says every doctor is being paid. Why is that? Because we didn't know doctors being paid. But again, it's a theoretical concept, a doctor that works for nothing. And why does he work for nothing? By the way, why? Why can't you charge? Listen. Mani b'chinam, hafazah b'chinam, and a kodesh baruch heals, does he charge? So, therefore, you should be talking for everything you're getting, officially, technically speaking, is only called Tzar Batola. Tzar Batola. It's never being paid. That's a chef that is being paid in the highest possible currency. But that's Tzar Mitzvah. You're getting paid Mitzvah points. You're getting paid Tzar Mitzvah. It's always considered a Tzar. Wow. The book of Eniona is Turkey of it. Hold on, pretty other town. Shiga got Talmud all the dozen, the Torah of a mistress. Why? Because he's being paid. Ad kan dvar. I want to suggest a different terror to this cash. Remember, Baba Kama next year in the yeshiva, I'll give you another introduction to Baba Kama. Very brief. Questions over here, and I test of the day, Abba Bechina Pater, Abba Gata Oda Mua Biolam, why father the king? Well, everyone knows that the world is the other. That's like this. The nana kia kihai lom 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 kihai l about nine of the day. What's there? Persons cash to all over the day, same as parents. And there's four cases of an Adama Mazda. Shia, Kain Aveda, Kain Geneva, Olin. Split down the middle of one of those. Adama Mazda, Olin, Kain, but Olin doesn't mean Olin. Ramesh means Olin, Kain Aveda. A tad above Shia. But Olin, Kain Geneva, and Olin, Ramesh, you're puzzled. That's puzzled Shia. What? The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban takes all the more the all of literally. So good. Own this. Have you always time? Always. I personally have come dying of a day to put many riots in the country. But you see a problem. So the Ramban knocks off all the riots. The Ramban is the son of a Messiah, that's the same day. The Ramban knocks off all the riots by saying that's considered to be a Shiat HaNizik. Shiat HaNizik. One of the cases he told springs is a person. Lie down on the floor, and then someone else lies down next to him, and in the middle of the night he kicks him, and he damages him, so before he breaks his thing, see a button. What happens on the wood load? The Ramban is talking to Raya by saying, no, that's Shia Tanizik. The Nizik, who asked, why did he put lie down there right next to the guy who was sleeping? Should have been going to give him a kick and break his glasses, or whatever else he happens to have broken. But who ever put down the road, keep saying Shia and Nizik, that's the exception, even if the Ramban must concede. So perhaps we could suggest it's not only Shia and Nizik, but it's also a more Hatskama and Nizik. One of the rites that came up on the Kama against Kufri Zayt, also Sanat Sugis, affirmed he nirtham aviyah and parash ula, kishmuah shal aviyah meyas, vachul vachlua, vishamah, vachul 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 won't know about it, they're going to go shift it. You gave it to them on that basis. So therefore, the person who's mounting his butt. See, the Shia is a mounting over four, and he's going over four, and he's going to take a chance. They have to do this financial rest of the other stuff. That's how I understood it. That's the case. There's a... The Ramban in Sufis has a lot like that, and that's Ramadan of the day. High Rishut Snokin. Rishut Snokin. That's how I understand it. That's the case, Rabbi Otai. We can draw the following distinction between Chovel and Matzah. Another mission of the Kabbalah. Study days of the day, Amin Aleph, the mission says, Shaber et Ragli Amanat Liftar, Chai. Break my leg, I'll give you I'll accept it. Doesn't make it, doesn't help, it's Chai anyway. Krat, to see Amanat Liftar, but what if why? Puzzle. My shirt, I own my shirt. If I said rip my shirt, I'm putting my debt in payment, you're puzzled. If they break my leg, I don't own my leg. If I had to break my leg. You know, I gave you to go break it, I'm giving you permission to break it, and I'm definitely paying it explicitly, you're high up nonetheless. Permission. That's the case. I saw it, that's out of here as well. Normally, by whom on your father, Bechinam? God is there in some of the stuff. By whom on your father, Bechinam? Why? Because it has come as a virus. I give you my item to fix. You're doing it for nothing as a favor. So I gave it to you and I took a chance. I know I want to fix it to break it. I give you my body. And here, doctor, you're my friend, fix it for free. Now, free, I'm not going to take it to, I'm not going to bother you with. Doesn't help. So if the doctor makes a kind of a mistake, which would normally be accidental and collectible in business, that applies even in this kind of circumstance of a rotate of phenom. Because the only distinction between the phenom is inspired by magic moment, or by cobalt or carvera, the distinction is not accepted. That's my character success. I saw somewhere, I can't find it in a minute, there was one of the Zalman, Zatzal, discussed something about this, called it in Mishma Tavram. Somebody spoke about he produced in the Kumas in the context of summons in the Shin Lam and Love. Oh, look at how Kosha Kibanti. Hey, Grace Lamadala. Different thing, right? That's the four. Near the rope, she offered our via for the title of the title of all the Mesa Poland and Shondokrin. All this Hatik with Mesa research. After the Gamma, the Kosha Kibatala, Umbutal of Kabbalah also, I'll start on the basis. I'm going to show you how do you like that. So, she keep on speaking. Fun was off. Told me that in there's a draw over there. The draw you do is just... Now, where did I find it? That's not what I'm looking for right now. Place the gold mine. But I found something about this. Somewhere up in Ramadan, I think it's in the quoted. I said something about a role playing Puma. There's many pages tonight, right now. This place is fine as many of you. We're going to first. You're fine to let me know. I don't know. I can't find it right now. So many pages I just can't find. If you see it come from Son of Zaman about the Uman, let me know, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay? I want to go back, but as long as we have to cover some more ground. Shinlan and Zion, interesting. Kolish and Mace, well, Mace, and Mozino, so Shem, and Zitor of Dive, they all know. Tell her that if relative dies, it may cause an injury to itself. And therefore, you don't rip his garments, you don't cry in front of him, you don't make him famous in front of him, not to break his heart, and if someone starts to make a decent available to other relatives there, you can hush him up and throw him out. What is he for this? And the doctor, we believe that the patient's psychological state is critical to the recovery. Long before the medical association, you realize that there are abundant unsubstituted, and this is not as only go back to the second smoker. This can have very serious ramifications for local amnesia, which I believe that Mr. Russell talked about it too. What happened is somebody, I know it happened in my own family, the two parents are sick, and one passes away, I was in the hospital, and the youth is seeing their son, their daughter, come visit them every single day. All of a sudden, they're shivering. They don't show up for weeks. The other parent's not stupid. He's going to figure out that something is terribly wrong. And with respect to a son, you had a bigger problem. Why? Exactly. If he has beard, okay, what's the wife on a beard for? So, the folks can say that the Farish, I think it's quoted here, if I'm wrong, that, Now, good old David Shvatyako, I've never had a beard. So no problem, right? If you forget, you don't have to put on regular shoes. He's not lying. But Luba should be going to the Koroi. What does Koroi mean? Not with a ripped garment, so that the father should not notice. But he's about a beard. That would be the person saying it's a good year. Look next. I think it happened. Another thing I think it happened in my own family. I was told the story. My grandparents, although I'm a son, I do not really know, both passed away in the year Tavshin Yud. My mother was a Tavshin Yud. So my grandfather was in the hospital with a serious condition, and my grandmother passed away suddenly. He was going to a sick, and she passed away suddenly. And they didn't want to know about it. It's a very severe heart disease. Some of the family stories go that my uncle went to visit him and they even shaved. He had a sack for up. Which corresponds to this. You're allowed to put on shoes. So you're allowed to shave. You know, it's the same thing. Remarkable. Well, if it's going to cause him to die, yes, killing him. Put him on a heart attack. Cancer treatment, and I have to tell you, the doctors today say that the will to fight is critical for a cancer patient. You have to make a hashara. If it's going to zap its strength dramatically, then maybe you should tell them. The problem is, of course, today's world, you can't get away from the Google. And the phone, now their phones, and anyone, no phones in hospital. No phone. You control the information, call the information. Yeah, you keep it on the phone for a long time. Today, I'm on the phone. You're going to call, sorry about the loss of your... The worst thing was, you get a call, and no one's around, and in the middle of it, you know? It's hard to keep things these days. Get there. Oh, very good. And that's not because the condition must be tell the patient about his own condition. Which can also have a devastating effect. Okay? A lengthy discussion of it in the paper. This must have wrong. I read it. It's the same for the seer. Right now I can't find it. Where is it? Here it is. No wonder. The next thing looks like a fun. Okay, let's go to the Shinan Aset. Not a lot of Amalam is Vada. About to die, tell him to confess. What do you tell him? Again, we're going to go back to the Ramban, and the Ramban has it from the Shinan. Don't worry. Harbe is Vada, but don't make you. Many people confess, and they live to tell the tale. Harbe lo is Vada, but don't make you. Maybe they'll give you a scripture to live. So call him the father, yes, okay, well, I'm above. The many of the father's father believe of. And more. We start to take Kapra on some kind of Abba on our side. So call Elo, I'm sorry, man, I don't love his name. You don't want him to cry, break his heart, supposed to die early. Remarkable. What he's doing is amazing. You don't say to the presence of an Amor, or of a woman, or a cousin. Leave that town, how do you live? But Amoratim also gets this. And even women get this. So what do you do then? Someone supplies, a woman is not a Madrega to an Amor, not a Madrega. What? I don't know. Hold on a second. The Snei Amorot and the Snei Nos does not mean that the Kola is Amorot or Isha. The Snei means what? In the presence, in the room, in the house, in the hospital today. No, that's not a reason. They're not asking another Shabbat. Leave out. Hold. What if the Kola himself is an Amorot or Kola? What do you do then? It sounds like, you know, this Bidu story is only for the Yechidei Sgula, for the Chachamim, the Talmideya, that understand what it's all about. It's not a person, no Bidu. I was in a case. Just a little while ago, I came to the hospital. I felt like I failed. But I felt like a rabbi entered the last rite, you know? That's how I felt. I came in the prison with very sick terminal cancer. Rabbi, vidui. No one to say vidui with her before she slips out of consciousness. A wonderful woman. Very right. Very right. Children. Very concerned about the vidui. And I threw them all out of the room. And I went up to the speaker. And I said, we hope everything will be fine, but you know, not everyone lives forever. I try to be my bedside manner, never under this circumstance. And I said that we believe that a person before, any day when a person is sick, a person is making an infection, and maybe a person made mistakes in life, and confess his or her sins, and then have remorse, regret, friendly with which I did wrong in my life. And then, whatever else I said, I don't remember every word. And she said, I think she's still able to talk, I think. She said, yes. Oh, she nodded her head, yes. And the whole atmosphere was talking to herself. So the view is to be doctored with care, but all of them are going to be in their mouth, they can't talk. For the 2 weeks, but they're still really conscious, too much, really conscious. So this is a tremendous mystery. And then I came out. No, she said the video, I said, yeah. What she did was looking in one of those hardcore books. Yeah, like, she say this word, and this word, and this word. Like, I'm looking, like, I can't believe it. The mother is dying, and it's admirable. They wanted to die, could not take it in. The doctor said, she's going to die. That's what they could change. She should die, could not take it in. I said, yes, and the video was going again, and it was back and forth. What's the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch? Mr. Ramban asked DP, what's the Ramban? If he's a deacon, if he's owned it, something that's what the text comes from, not that we're in fact, to my knowledge. By the way, the source of Vidoi is the Gemara in Shabbat. Not a base of an hour. Peace of Allah, Lamed, Omlo is Vada. Omlo Rashi, Omlo is Shabbat. She came there, Allah, the Lord, and it's Vada. It's an interesting thing. Don't tell the whole of that. But, Osman, if I say he is Vada, the whole of Nathan is doing Vidoi. Pastor is talking about who gets best for Pastor. But it extends to anybody who knows in advance that it ended near. You need to read all the stories about Ashkaf and the Rebbe, all the big confusion of Rebbe and everything. They all have the whole death penalty scene, and they have a little Getra Chaim, Beautiful seduction. Oh, beautiful. They describe reading it. The son's introduction to his father said to Getra Chaim, how his father was so sick of dying, he did everything which he talked like a Getra Chaim. He was close to the end. He knew what he had to get all the players. And it came to a certain point, he said, Jesus. You can see his banging on his chest. But he said he never recognized that Madrid. No, he was just that. They take a look at all and just forget their assignment. It's fascinating. Anyway, this is a very serious matter. And quoting the second smoker, then he says, what's the nusra? What's the nusra? That's what it is. And scored directly in the Surah Simonov. You want them to That's all. It's called the Faith Mem Bob. That was the Amorites, the Nostra Kassanis. What if he just called it himself or Amorites or a Kol Lo? What is it then? Unclear, no? The near sighting, and I told you my Sarab before, I think it applies to a Kol Lo as well. And the law of a Kol Lo is not hysterical. It's a woman who understands, and a man who understands. I have to tell you a very personal story. I don't go around repeating it to the whole world, but I have to know from the story goes back about this time of the year. It was a year such as this. The calendar was the same. Shavuot was on a Sunday 7 years ago. And my mother, Olea Hatzolom, was very ill. Very ill. It was you might call it a terminal cancer case. And I went to, of course, some of you may know the family, but I made a bar mitzvah that Kodesh year, my son Akiva, my mother came with great serious nefesh, and smiled and made sure no one could feel uncomfortable. And then the weeks went by. Lag BaOmer still came to this simple that we made, a whole Suda. Lag BaOmer, the 18th day of year, you know that. And then I was coming to visit her, and so, you know, regularly, of course. And I went to visit her. I remember I went to visit her on May's Diva, which is a Wednesday, before Shavuot. Andrew's sitting in a chair, and it's an Adam, it's a metal spoon. I went to see her again on Friday, which is Dallas Diva, right? The 2 days before Shavuot, Shavuot was Sunday. Again, sitting in a chair, and then she was still about, she went to us, and go into her room. She called me in. The next thing I'll never forget, we didn't know. I don't even know what we knew. It was a very serious matter, but she said to me, closed the door, says, it was nice knowing you. It was nice. I can't say anything about what she said. It's too emotional. But I remember, unbelievable. We knew she was sick, but she was telling me the lie. It was not a visit 7 years ago. It was on a Friday. Bam, Friday. 3 days on the coming up. I don't know what to do with it. So I was thinking flabbergasted. What do I do? Not when she was lying down, and I was sitting right next to her. Talking. I just myself about what the Beatles. I said to Ima, we have to hope for them. That's going to be good. And I gave my own version of an appropriate Beatles, you know, and I made it as palatable as possible, as nice as possible, to go down like sugar. No, we all do life, and we all do things without having to do with 100% perfect, and I tried to tone it down as much as I could. And we have to, we always say that Hashem at any stage of life, that if we sin, then we should confess our sins, we admit to our sins, nothing wrong with that, it's a sign of greatness to confess to a person that is making mistakes. And she's nodding ahead, and yes, and I'm the time, to the best of my ability, I'm going to read this text, I don't know my heart, I'm going to bring that sinner, I don't think you need a text. This is Mr. Mishi Chassin of Antwi Maita, a formalized text, but it's the essence of the idea that counts. And so she obviously knew where she was going, because she told me herself, not that if I'm telling her a Kiddush, she told me that it was appropriate that given the circumstance that we discuss certain matters of critical nature. And we did. Talk about the Zidun. And she nodded. And then I remember distinctly in that, I believe it. Well, half it was. There was Shabbat, 3 days of Yontif, I had to go home. Had it happened, had it been a plain Shabbat, I would have stayed, for sure. Even had it been a plain Yontif, I would have stayed, but I was Shavuot. And the Rav and the Shul had to be there Shavuot, but I was so poor and I didn't know what to do. I have a brother who lives nearby, he's not so nearby, but nearby, So he would, I put in, he would expect all. What happened at the end was, it was Arab Shabbos, the afternoon, he got so bad, he said, but none of them kept it together. He had to take it to the hospital. Called up Dr. Wolfish. Dr. Wolfish, the video to the hospital, Arab Shabbos, Mamish, he didn't do my promise. Someone told us, the doctor that was driving back to the hospital, they brought out a walk back from Boothamore, I don't know the area there, not called, hell something. I can't believe it. So, I had a couple of mile walk home, and I was so nervous the whole 3 days to focus on a good show and say all the shiurim and smile, the yachtim and everything and that. Meanwhile, I don't know what was going on. So much so, then a few boys walked up to the yeshiva to the house, and for the mishma, or the second day, they were interested in the same. So one of them, after Myris, make up those for me. Most men have done. It's not. 3 days. It's not. And I went downstairs to my heart and my mouth, and I called the hospital, and opened my heart, to hear the report. The report on this person. They said, condition, stable. Okay? So I ran to the hospital, spent the whole night in the hospital, and that night was the night, you know, you should tell him, you should know it, feel it on the neck of the person to know what it's all about. Spent the night in the hospital. So I had taken myself to school with me. And the hospital was very severe. I knew my relatives from Friday that the one telling her was Kiddush, the hospital was severe. And I knew that my mother had, my father, my brother was saying, told us, they had Tark, I knew they had Tark, both in America and everything. So my father once told me to give it for. But yes, it's great. You know, I was home, he just Tark here. So I wanted to know what her wish was. He told me, there's a drug, that was her. But great love. And then I davened, I said, do you want me to daven in the room? I davened in the room, I'm speaking in the room. I said, Shema Yisrael out loud. Shema Yisrael out loud, so loud. This is Baruch Hashem. That's tight. This is the morning after Shavuot. And then in the morning, I went to my father to come. I had to go, I had a little Levaya, my next door neighbor had a Levaya. And then I ran home, just washed the shower, went straight to the little Levaya. Came right back, and brought my sister and my brother and my aunt and uncle. Everyone came to the day to say goodbye to the Harvey book. And I saw the next night there. I remember this like yesterday. They said, I'm telling you only, you should know, no one's ever known this, but you have to know. In Shemanara. What is Shemanara? If somebody's dying, you're not out of the room. Because the Shabbat doesn't want to be alone. We believe in the Moon of Shalem. It's not voodoo. So what happened was that it was already late at night, my father had to go. I go home, couldn't stay at all. I was staying all night. So someone snuck into the hospital, left the clock aside, snuck in, and my father was very close friend. Snuck in, he heard that my mother was so sick. And he came upstairs. My father was go back, he took her back, whatever. I just walked him downstairs, keep it out. Walked my father downstairs? No, keep it out, right? And it was so imminent that he discussed exclusively about Eric Stroh. And I'm going to Eric Stroh, my father should stay home, but my sister and I were just kind of ready to be discussed, and I got supposed to make what people were really any formal plan, exploratory plan. I come back, and my mother is saying, leave hurry. So I understood that the initial sense she meant I didn't come back. She came out intuitive, although she was very much not heavily sedated. She must have realized that I was out of the room. And said, please hurry, I should come back. Yeah, come back. Please hurry, the Rabbanu Shel Olam to do what he had to do. Whatever, we had a discussion. And that was the whole last word that she listened to, no longer was talking, and I'm sitting there, and Mama's with him, but she can't touch the person, and that's it. She can't let her sit, and Mama's sitting right by her side. And then, Shama left about 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't want to leave the room, Luckily, it was another patient, said I brought a phone. He didn't have a phone, he came. Then I had to go to another patient with a criminal woman, and I got a call, just to another person. My brother, so when you have to call the Rabbi Zalman, have a good evening. You know, that's before young woman heard it, she ran. that mother, that felt so terrible. I want to be in a room like that. I can't blame her. She went to find a different place with this brother. You do all well, if you're learning something nice, the person has no responsibility on crying. If someone is very sick, someone should be there all the time. It's not an American country. That's how they go. Don't stay. And you always, you can't often stay forever. I know a case. A woman was very sick, something not my family, that they didn't leave her alone for months. For months, they had a family vacation in which she was never left alone. He had a sad case, you know. As the first I ever saw a dead person, my life, I know, I was never, I'm not a member of the Kevin and I most people I never saw a dead person either. Well, the first thing that happened to me, I'm sitting in school once on a Friday morning, and I got a phone call. Some relative of a relative passed away in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. And all the relatives, one was in Muncie, one was in Brooklyn, one was in Paraguay. All in the streets, children spread out, the Harvard Conference, the Metropolitan, it would take them an hour to get in, rush hour, early in the morning. And I was supposed to, and I wasn't related, run. I'm the rabbi, run. So I ran to the Columbia, 10 minutes from Riverdale. I ran to Columbia, and I come into the room. That's not the first time, I'm a dead person. What do you do? What do you do? We'll get to later. We're not going to do this. We'll see how long the first thing you have to do is cover, put a sheet over the body, which hasn't been done yet. The hospital is itchy to get the person out of the bed. Somebody else. They're not playing around. They need to bed to somebody else. So I quickly called the Kevin Kadish of the Washington Act, Rabbi Katzen, Dean of Langerman, who I knew from a blessed business, the really business, to get this at both ends. So, I said, what do I do? Because I know it's Shabbat Arab. I said, we have to wait. We'll take the baby and put it on the floor. In the middle of Columbia Hospital, said, Rabbi Gloria, when he passed, if he came to the hospital, forget about it. Just go and take the baby right away into the morgue where they have a refrigerated area. That's the same as though they put on the floor. Well, it's cold. It's not voodoo over here. So I said, but I can't carry it myself. Look, in this case, he said, that Kevin can't help it. We'll help the hospital. We'll help the hospital. We'll help the hospital. We'll help the hospital. You'll do it together, you'll carry it together. You'll do whatever you can yourself. Well, the person was a man of full size. I couldn't carry myself, impossible. So, at least the public, I couldn't move myself, impossible. So, he tried to see it as a very wonderful non-Jewish man. I happen to have been a black man. He was very, so nice, gentle, you know, together we moved to be professional. And once I could do it myself, I couldn't stretch myself all the way down to the elevator, down to the morgue, into the... And then I could do it myself, close the door, and I stood outside waiting for the other relatives to come. At first, I thought, who's about these people don't die out? Don't ask them. I said, there, you're there. Most of them are not there. I said, don't so bad to people. Why they go home that night? Because the doctor told them to go. They weren't irresponsible. The doctor told them to go. He said, you look so cute. I tell you, he had a major heart attack earlier. He said, you better go. Every night they were there. It was on Friday morning. They were there, I think, and after Sunday night, and Monday night, and Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Every night they were all there. Somebody was there. Boom, Thursday night, there was nobody there. It was just early Friday morning. They felt so bad. But go. Go make a judgment. They didn't. You have to try to be, use good judgment. It's very difficult to find the proper judgment. Okay. Now, let's discuss the question of the person who is sick, what it should be called. Simon Shinlan of Heaven. This is the context over here. Shema Yitzhu v'yishvu libo. L'chein akor v'nishvu sabro. In Epsho, a Megalos, Mata, Makola, the Korov, Racha, Levo. Ubahana Gosley, the Sna, Poli, Egro, the Desha, Poli, the Josh, and Makloto. I am the Shak. Look at the Shak. That's if the Korov are going to be Nishpur Levo, you don't tell him, it's just a cut malice. You don't tell him. The Korov can ruin it all. Okay? And Rav Moshe Pasch is in Shuvah. He can't tell the Kol himself. To the Mata, the Sukha, the Shiyash, the Raposo. You're not supposed to tell it to the cholera. Because if you tell it to the cholera, it cannot be healed. It may itself hate and death. On the other hand, most of the cemetery, someone has cancer. The age, the hall, and doctor all from here to the cholera. The physician goes, you can't do this. You think of it. You go to chemotherapy. We say, your heart is cancer. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's absurd. You can't. It's impossible. Moreover, there's a curate. He said he's supposed to try to tell the family. He quotes from the, he takes them from the Smith of Rome. He quotes the closest family what the truth is, and with their knowledge to tell the patient what you're doing for him, with in a spirit of hope and encouragement, that maybe he'll be able to achieve a cure.
what happens if it's so late, too late, terminal, cannot be any cure, it's what we call a hospice situation. There's no point of telling the caller what's going on. You gotta tell the relative. The truth is, the caller is smart, but she's smart, will figure it out on his own. You go to a hospice, you know what's going on, you know what the matter is. You know what the matter is. I have to tell you a story. My mother last on, we know, we always thought she took ill, and she didn't tell us about it, you know. I didn't know until the day she had surgery. So there, before she had surgery, I found out, I remember the thing there, it was on Columbia Sukkot, a year and a half before the procedure, I found out she had surgery on how her condition was. I was, you know, distraught, never been the same thing. And she didn't want to tell us, she knew about it a few months before, but she sold it off, she had a this symptom, or that symptom, you know, when I had a question, what would have happened had I had the surgery 2 months earlier, you can't get second guess these things. In any event, a year and a half from that, so the following case of a year and a half, I lived in blissful ignorance, thinking there's an operation, it was chemotherapy, it's going to be okay. This was in my house, last day of taser, a year and a half later, I could go to see what he told you about. He was in such serious pain, I took it to one of my doctors, the doctor did an examination, took the blood and said, liver's not working, it's not shy. You can't go on like this. It's just a matter of a very short period of time. I always said to myself, I'm glad that my mother didn't know about it so the pain got so bad. And she must have had a year and a half of menuchas and effort after her fever. And my wife looked through the drawers. I said, she looked through the drawers. I was wondering to myself, how can I not pick up this threat to the liver and the advance? How can I not pick it up? My father never said a word to me. Nothing. Well, P.S. From the June before, nearly a year before she was injured, there was a report about an advanced threat to the liver, which is an effective test test. My understanding now is that my mother knew about it. She's a very smart woman. Didn't tell my father, who was a semi-denial phase. Didn't tell us. And we were able to live in blissful ignorance for 9 more months. From June until the following case. I view this as tremendous, incredible heroism on her part. He was talking about what you should tell to the sick patient. What about what the sick patient should tell to the closest? That's how you won't find out if it's wrong. But you know, maybe it should be found there too. The person has the heroism to do that. I'm not saying you have to do it, but isn't it heroic? What would it change? We were known in June, but could you have done anything different? No. Did you go to oncologist patients? Yes. Huh? With Sister Rura, you didn't tell me, I thought it was a dollar season. You were just in my tent. You didn't tell me until then how bad it was. I mean, I knew from the taste of the razor, you two concrete, but he knew. But, Rura, these are experiences that every person should never have to know from. But an individual should know that life comes to an end, no one lives forever. It's all very serious matters. Shimon Shimon has an introduction today, we'll have to discuss it with him tomorrow. Shimon has talked about a ghost age, Hareus and Chayla Mogro. I mentioned this before, that the person is, once a ghost age, you can't touch him. You can't touch him, you can't move him. If you move him, it's a question of, Chalila Chayla Ritzicha. If you hate to death, more than that, you can't, hey, Mashmir Noah Bayara, since Tokhan Chalila Namakono, you can't make all these Leviathan plans. We have to discuss tomorrow some of the details of this halacha. It's not simple what you can do to the plan, but even much more significant is the discussion of you cannot hasten his death, but can you do something to prevent the extension of his life? Sounds like a loyalty splitting his head, but there are more splitting his head. There are more right over here in Simon Shimon on the test. Hopefully this is the end. In $6, we'll get to it tomorrow or the next day. Came and shenot beloved, ein rashor li par ni menu. There's located after the Yechidi, up in the Dinah Shomarah, not just some kind of a conceited gazak, in the Dinah Shomarah, and the source that is in is a kolbo, and it should be kept lemaisa. But the most important topic tomorrow is how do you treat a terminally ill patient? And a secondary discussion, which comes into the sentence, is how do you define a dead patient? That just sounds very innocuous, so we know what that is, don't we? Well, it's always it. However, the government of someone called the government, and it's all with the government and the government. The government doesn't like the fact of medicine. The government also has a new concept called brain death. The word death is in the brain, not brain life. Brain death. And how does our local react to this? Very critical question. So important. So all this is part of the decision tomorrow. I'm not sure we'll get on that far. When we finish that, we'll go to the Shinnan of the Korea, which is more in the general syllabus of Abraham. Tomorrow again, see the 54th and on
back.
I think